Now, my next guests say that they're rather amazed when they set up the Midland Ghost Research Society last year. Because of the huge response that they've received, they've got a 65-strong team, and they say that they think the paranormal is becoming something that more and more of us are believing in. And hopefully they've got some spooky tales to tell as well. We've got Amanda Wykes and Martin Higginson. And both of you are the co-founders, are you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us. What actually made you set up the society?
Well, basically what happened was we had an interest in paranormal and we wanted to join a local group of, you know, become members. But we were unable to find any. So we thought, well, you know, why don't we set up our own group? And surprisingly, we had enormous interest.
What sort of people are kind of responding?
Well, it's all kinds, really. I mean, we've got people from London, Essex, Dudley, Derby, all over the place.
Yeah, but who are they? Are they a specific age group, or...?
Ideally, we actually accept people sort of over the age of 18, but it ranges up to, like, 50s and 60s, and various different backgrounds. I mean, some people are sort of beginners, and then there's some really experienced people.
Experienced in what?
We've actually got some members that are actually from some other organisations that have been, like, members for, like, 10 years.
Mm.
And, they've joined our group.
So Martin, what do you guys actually do then?
Well, we go out and, you know, investigate a place that's haunted.
It sounds like great fun.
It is.
How often do you guys meet?
Meet the managers or...
As a society, with all the members, how often do you guys get together?
We haven't started taking members out yet.
Oh, haven't you?
No, we still haven't training ourselves.
Oh, what sort of training do you need then?
Well, I mean, with us only starting in November last year, we still need sort of training with the equipment and how to carry out, you know, a proper vigil. But a few weeks ago, we actually received some training from another society which we are affiliated to. We're actually sorting out some vigils for our members to actually participate in. So, sort of like in the next couple of months, members will be able to take out a good handful.
So, have either one of you seen a ghost?
I've seen my nan at the end of my bed when I was a child.
Mm.
Yeah, and it freaked me out. Like, so I covered myself up over with the sheets and, like, I looked again and she'd gone. The next day I got up and I spoke to this about my, like, to my parents, and I described the dress that she had on, and the dress that she got buried in, her wedding dress, like, so.
All right. And is that where you got the interest from?
Sort of, yeah.
Have you seen anything since?
Not with the eye, no.
What about you, Amanda?
No, I haven't actually visibly seen anything, although we've actually detected some sort of fluctuations on the equipment that we use. But as for photographic or visual, no, we haven't actually seen anything.
So, well, where do you think that, you know, you'll be interested in? What sort of properties, or have you got a list of haunted places you'd like to go and visit?
There is a fair few of places that are known to be haunted, but, I mean, it actually goes to say that anywhere is almost, you know, is possible to be haunted. I mean, it could be an old building or it could be a brand new building.
Mm.
It all depends on the history of what's occurred there. But, I mean, scientifically, you know, you've got to keep an open mind.
Yes, yeah.
You can't say that somewhere is definitely haunted. You've got to...
Well, why do you, Martin, why do you think that we are so interested in the paranormal? And it does seem to be that, you know, more and more people appear to have an open mind about these things.
I'll let Amanda answer that one. I'm sorry.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it, I mean, over the years, there's been a lot of, like, media in paranormal, and it's become more and more sort of open. and people are sort of not so afraid to acknowledge that they either believe in it or they don't. They're more willing to talk about it.
Mm. Are you still looking for people to join, or have you got enough now?
Oh, no, we're always looking for people to join. I mean, we're willing to share a lot of sort of a various amount of views and discussions, and, you know, we're always open to hear other people's theories.
It's just an excuse to get together and have a bit of a gossip over a pint, probably, isn't it?
Not really, no.
I mean, I always do wonder what you guys do at these societies, because it's never so official.
You'd have to come out with us one night.
I'm a bit of a sceptic, unfortunately.
Fine.
I don't really... unless I can see something and I've got concrete evidence, I tend not to believe in it.
That's why you need to go in with an open mind.
Yeah
you see, I would not be the sort of person that you're looking for, really. Right. So how can people find out more, and how can people join?
Well, we have a website within the MSN groups. It's quite a large sort of an address. So
oh, is it? have you got a number? Might that be more simple?
Yeah.
If they want to phone my number, it's 024-76-726-500, and then we'll give them the details of how they can find the website and join up.
I'll tell you what. When you start to take people out, why don't you drop us a line, and we might accompany you.
Right, yeah, that's lovely.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining us, Amanda Wykes and Martin Higginson. 12:31.